תשובה, פרק שישי, דף שיינון, גם שיינון גימו. So, middle of analyzing the four types of Baba Tshuva, why do you come forward and you make Tshuva? The first one is because you recognize the truth, and it comes because of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because you recognize it. The second one is he's embarrassed of his good thing, of his bad things which he had done. He's not afraid of punishment, but he knows he didn't do what he had to do. Shlishi, in the middle of the page. Shlishi, the third type is Kashiroi Nisyan Avoyre. When he sees the sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing him, Chayzik Amshay, and the strong and the greatness of his punishment, Mishuhor Avadarka, the one who goes in his own way to go away from Avoyre Hashem. He sees the consequence, like the Ramavu, the Rafloga, sees to what extent the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the cause and effect, the effect of the cause of an Aveda, is no way in relationship to the cause. The effect is unbelievable. Yivoserboy, then he's going to take this knowledge which he sees what is the cause and effect, and that it's going to be his Musar V'yoshev El Hashem, it's going to return to Kodesh Baruch Mi'yirosava, is the feeling Amshan and Ikmos HaChazoka, the great punishment, the great revenge.
I didn't understand the point, I'm sorry.
But the third type of Valchuva, which is the lower level of Valchuva, is the one who becomes Valchuva because he realizes the punishment for the Veda. To what extent the Veda brings the person down, the cause and effect of the Veda, the big earnest, big punishment of the Veda.
Aren't these not just all different impetus of Tshuva that we always want to?
Yeah, but he starts at the high level, going down the lower. Or he starts at the lower level, going upward. So this is the third category of Baal Tshuva. The first one became a Baal Tshuva, recognized the truth to the Emes. Nothing to do with him. He wants to live the Emes. The second one, because of the beauty and the goodness of living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The third one is because he's afraid of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's afraid of the Einish. Eved, he's compared to Eved, a slave of Berech Madayna, who ran away from his master. It's Kishishma, when he heard Mashurim or Amshal, Mishuborech Merikamon, he heard the other person who ran away. What kind of punishment he got? He votes him on Yoshim Ischaradar, he's just true when he comes back. He's begging his Odin, his master, him, Kodesh, to forgive him, Rishlech, Avay, to forgive him, his sins, Kodesh, Shem, and the Oynish. Before he brings on him the Oynish brings him back. Akram, and of course, it was him, Rishok, your Oynish, Eschem, the earth, the soul shouldn't throw you out. Shouldn't spit you out, but Tamachem Oisav, and you are Metamadim, Kafshe Koes Agoy Asher Vitnechem, as it threw out the Goy which was in front of you. In other words, when we see what happened to the Shiva Amonim in Eretz Yisrael, and the same thing will happen to you. So we take their punishment as a threatening point for us. That makes us Jewish. But we, in the fourth element, the fourth category of Vachuva is, Vavoy Oinish Habayr Ola Bemin Bemin Atzores. When the third one does tshuva because he's afraid of punishment even before the punishment ever came. He looks the way Hashem punished somebody else. He says, why should I wait until it comes on me? I'm next. So he does tshuva before even the Einish came. So at least he's a little madrega. He sees it from others, he does tshuva. The fourth one is the fact that he sees by others the Einish that doesn't bring him back. He waits until Hashem starts bringing him Einish. But why Einish avoid the Olaf? And Hashem brings the punishment on him. Mamin, so it's all kind of different tzores. The Kim Shehirgish boy, since the minute he starts feeling the tzores, the difficulties, Neoy wakes up. The Hikits Mishnah, so he woke up on his sleep, and then he returns to Kodesh Baruch Hu in his Avedis. Who this already compared to Eved Abreach Merabai, like the slave who ran away from his master, Shoshon Achelov, and he sent after him Misha Trener, he sent somebody after that he should punish him, Yanenu, she tortured him, Alvar Chamedos, because he ran away from his Avedis. The Kashel Gia Olav, and as the messenger reached him and started punishing him, it goes back to his order and goes back to his master, it's Vadim Achatov, and it's confesses all the things, and Vakish Mechalos is Fukhulov also, please forgive me. Starts clicking patch. Okay, please don't kill me altogether. You know, get the patch, okay, get the reminder. We wish we should be this Baruch Hu, because we get patched, we don't even wake up. We don't even react to the patch if you get it. The Kumoy Nehme, that's the Pesach says, Bavoy, Bavoy, Keshoyo, Pachduchem. When it comes on you, Keshoyo, Shoyo means a catastrophe. That's Keshoyo. that's going to fall on you like as a catastrophe, you fear. Ve'etchem, and you hope, kisufo, yeser, will come like will collapse. Ve'vonechem tzor v'tziko, when it's going to come on you, tzores v'tziko, tightness. Oz yikru nini, then you're going to call to me. Ve'lo ye'ene, but I'm not going to answer. If you only wait, it's going to be like a catastrophe going to fall on you the feet. I mean, then you say, then you're really not crying out of your head, only crying out of your hurt, of your fear. Hashem says, that type of fear, I'm not going to listen. Woman says, only when it is tight for him, when it's really tight, he has no escape, then chilos b'nei Hashem alakov, then he's waiting Hashem, Hashem, and then it becomes very depressed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, v'amatzliach, the one who is successful. Those who do tshuva for the conditions, as we mentioned before, the fourth one. Like the first one. The one who does tshuva because he has respect for the truth. It's nothing to do with punishment, nothing to do with reward, it's nothing to do with me. I am respecting the truth. The one who does tshuva in the first category, which is the highest. V'tachtot, or the second one. Or the second one, does tshuva because the great reward which is coming. Vatzlocha ubekibul, does tshuva vatzlocha, full ubekibul, the tshuva is being accepted. That's mi shelo yishav, the one who ever doesn't do tshuva. At tshuva asa techach sabayra, only until the chocha, the punishment of Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, they have a point of shnir, this is the second category. Vatachtem vatzlocha ubekibul, and underneath comes the tzlocha kibul. Mi shelo yishav, the fourth one, the one that doesn't do tshuva, chacholo haru al tshuva, then ben started kamki. Tachtov v'kibul v'chazor, and only after that comes is the kabul and comes tshuva. It's me shelo yishav, the one that doesn't do tshuva, chacholo v'oidish v'siyasavai, the one that doesn't do tshuva, only until the oidish came completely, it was v'siyasavai, hu harochok shav v'shuva. This is the lowest category of tshuva. The kabul kim tshuva, the Hashem should be in kabul, v'lim chal chetzu shuva, forgive Yisrael. At v'yoshiv el Hashem, this is the lowest category, and he has to do tshuva and tshuva until he's going to turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yare, it should express, it should show minacharoto that he's regretting, aziva, he's abandoning, in the kosher samachilo, the libo, and asking God to continue forgiveness. It will show him with niyoso, it should show it in his heart, in his mouth, in his nose. Mashiachai, limchalon, and the chuzboch who should in moichlim. The kabbal shivosa, and lava rab shor. Perik shvi. Seven perik, aval mafsila tshuver, aval what? What are the elements which is deterring a person from not to do tshuva? What are the elements in a person's life which keeps them away of not doing tshuva? Many things. There's many causes which causes a person not to do tshuva. The Kuvav Zuchat Tiribam, and I had already mentioned Talapa Matshakudam and Minashar in the previous Shar. There's more which holds back a person to tshuva. One of them is Haheskem Alaveira. It makes peace with Alaveira. It makes a Heskem listen, this is too hard, this is what I'm doing, this is what I am. He comes to the conclusion, this Aveda I'm doing, finished. So who? Where does the Heskem come? Who this comes from a smother out of soysa, where it does it continuously, consistently. And he's postponing it, let it not to do it. But don't you talk on tshuva, say? On this Aveda, he cannot do tshuva. A person who is consistently doing Aveda without any, over and after like you have to do it again and again. That makes very difficult to be able to do tshuva. Like when Nema, like this, when said by the Chazal, Enk tano ba'averot ima smoda. There's no such avera which is small enough, which should not be considerable, if he does it continuously. The smallest, tiniest avera, if you do it continuously, is the biggest avera. There isn't a bigger Veda than in Bekosha Mechilat Yasa Givinus. Means, the biggest Veda becomes nothing if you really regret and you ask Mechila, and the smallest Veda is the worst thing if you just go on doing it without asking Mechila. In other words, the smaller Veda in greater Veda is not measured in quantity, in quality, it's measured in consistency, in continuously. If you continue to do the Veda, the smallest Veda is the hardest Veda. You could have the biggest aveira. If you ask him a chila, it's the smallest aveira. But who this is? Shasmoda. This is the way it's being repeated continuously. Moira shows al bazoisoi dvar ho elokim. it's really embarrassing the words of Hashem. We should make a mitzvah, so he's taking light with mitzvahs, but the Rosh is available. The Mizam and Atzmanot, he makes himself available. I don't care. The boy Nehmer, this one says, that Nefesh has a task to the Yod Roma, because the person will do the Yod Roma with a chutzpah. The Yod Roma has arrogancy. The Nichus and Nefesh, we make care of Amma. This person should be cut off from himself. Kidvar Hashem Bozo, because he embarrassed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So one of the things which is postponing and not letting a person do mitzvah and do tshuva and aveira is being practiced continuously, consistently, without any eyeflash. No, it's just going to do without thinking. This is tremendous chitzvah, because this is called Menech Shastas Yod Roma. Avoid. And other reason. But this was one reason, because like I don't care about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's easy. Like it's not considered at all for Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the other reason why, when you do a veda repeatedly, you can do tshuva. Because model of veda, if you do continuously the veda, you repeat the veda continuously. Even a veda is a small veda, holeches gedele basmodel. So it goes on and grows if you do it again and again. Vagdoilo, the greatest of veda. When the master asks mechilonem, what about the balance of yiras elkim? Because the feeling of Hashem, holeches solach mechosim esmet, goes over slower and slower.
Try to minimize the wrongdoing, maximize the good doings. Look,
try to maximize the wrongdoing and make yourself sad, because you realize Hashem looks into your heart and sees everything in your heart. We remind them to Yosem Hashem more than you remind. Don't think anything because you forgot it. You're going to forget my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you feel good, you know, I forgot about it. So I think I forgot about it, I'm clean. No, no, Kodesh Baruch Hu will remind you. You think because you forgot, he will forget. No, he doesn't forget. You're going to look away, he's not looking away. All your deeds is written up in front of me. Omer says, Chatat Yehuda, the sin of Yehuda Ksuvo, is written, is engraved. So those two have to remember things. If you don't remember that, that's one of the mafsidim, not to do tshuva. Mafsidei oit. What is other reasons which is mafsid, which is damaging, and not letting a person do tshuva, is a chzor al aveira. When a person returns to the same aveira, achar ashlom is not tshuva, man, after he did all the tshuva before. A person did one tshuva aveira, full tshuva, then he falls back. And when he falls back the second time after full tshuva, it makes it much, much more complicated to do tshuva, you know, because I did a little tshuva and I fell back. Kama shomer b'parshas of the dovar ashrael yermiyoi. Liklem droid, Kodesh Baruch Hu told that the Yirmiyahu should let the people shmita, should let the avodim go. The shmita, they should let go the evedimis. The shayal kishes avdi sheshiv chosai. Everyone should send us his evdi sheshiv chosai in and hit them. And what happened after they took him back? In other words, every time we had done full tshuva or something, and then we fell back, it's much more difficult to do the second time. Because, you know, because usually we felt, listen, I did it already, accomplished already. And, like, if you give up on you. Umapsideyo. And one other thing which is holding back to you is also, Gamke Mishiyavtiyach Esnaf Shaloshev Achasiyamen. The one is promising, oh, I will do tshuva, but I'm young yet. Let me, but well, listen, I'm going to get there. I'm ready, I'm making myself ready. When you think she's going to get away from the way, after when accomplished all my desires, first let me have a good time, let me utilize the Aveda, let me make full use of it, and then I'm going to, once I get it filled up, it's going to be easy for me to do tshuva. It's like he's fooling his God. Let's see, I'm going to do tshuva. He must speak with Rav Hashir. They're not going to help him to do tshuva. But the Techecha Shekhsaf to Sof Zeh HaSefer. This is just like the Techecha Musar, which I had written in Sof of my Sefer. He writes here a chapter which has a beautiful, beautiful, how do you call it, poetry, which he writes. So he's bringing in tshuva to that. He says as follows. Beautiful verse. Nafshi. He speaks to his soul. Nafshi, my soul. Ochinu Seido Leroyd. Prepare, how do you call it Seido? When you go on a journey, you take
provision.
Food. What?
Provision.
Okay. Ochinu, prepare. Seido, provisions. Leroyd. A lot. Altamiti. Don't take less. Don't take little. Boyd Bechaim Chayosef. Prepare all the things. Why do you still live your life? Yesh Leil Yodech. You have the capacity, ability to do it. Kirav Mechadech. You have a long journey. You have a long way to go. You need a lot of provision. So don't minimize. But I'll tell you, don't say, Mochar Ekach Tzedo, tomorrow I will take the provision. Kifon Oyan, because the day may come soon. It may all of a sudden, Kifon, the day will fall on you. Kiloy Seir, you can never know, Ma Yeled Yon, what will happen today. Udi'i, you should know, Kitmoil, the yesterday, La'adlo Yosh, you will never ever come back. See, what you have today in front of you, you're never going to see it again, just like the yesterday, you're never going to come back. Bechol Ashefa Alto Boy, and everything which you had done yesterday, Shokul, is weight, is suffer, and counted for Choshev, and it's important. There's no insignificance in yesterday. Every part of yesterday is weight, is counted, and it's important. Alto Emri, don't say, Mochar Eser, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Kiyama Moves, because the day of death we call Chai Mechusa. It's covered, it's concealed from every believer. Nobody knows when he dies. Mahari. Hurry to do every day his lot, what has to be done that day. Don't persuade. Every day has his as his responsibility. Ki amoves b'chol yoin, because the debt every day ishlach hitzoy broker sends his arrow and his lightning. In other words, moves is here any day, any moment it could strike you. V'al tismami, don't postpone masoy schoik to do v'aryan b'yom, to do what you have to do on a daily requirement. He could tzipo in a day this minkino, just like a bird who is flying away from his nest. Kenish noid b'mkoyma, so is a person departing from his position. We just get away from our position unwillingly, just like a tzipo, like a bird who goes away from the nest searching. So therefore, pick yourself up and do it fast. Mabsuda tshuva gamken. There's other reason why we don't do tshuva. She yashov shav miktosa or miktosa voinas. It must be that tosa. We explained it already a few days ago. But a person does tshuva only on certain avodas, but the other avodas he doesn't do tshuva. This is also something which doesn't let the person do full tshuva. Tshuva means we're returning to Hashem. We're not doing tshuva from this avoda. Okay. We're not selecting. Okay. This avoda is terrible. This avoda is terrible. The other avoda is not yet so terrible. We continue. Tshuva means to get worried about Hashem, getting to Hashem. To get to Hashem, you have to do 100% job, go all the way to Hashem. And you can't say, okay, this few avodas, I don't do this. So when a person does partial tshuva, certain avodas, yes, certain avodas not, that is mafsid the tshuva. Kama sheyetzim avodas shebeinu lebein hamakom, v'yoshev, we may do tshuva for avodas which between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you will not do mimah sheyetzim beinu lebein adam. We're not going to do tshuva between person to person. It goes there by law from stealing, robbing, and everything. Or vice versa. Some people do, I become a correct man, I'm going to be man to man, a nice man. It's me and God, we have time yet. Same thing. If you have something, if you're dishonest in your hand, try to alienate them for you. One of the things Chazal told us, a person has in his hands a veda, and his father is confessing, he says, yes, I have a veda, but he doesn't do tshuva. The Maharaj, to what is it compared? The one who holds the sheretz in his hand, even from all the waters and mikvahs in the world, the also not feel it. The feel is not worth. So okay, throw it away. Me yodai, throw it away from it. Also not feel. Then it feel. If you let go, the veil is yirucham. Mashmi is here. The vidui is like a tefila. Mashmi vidui is like a tefila. Says. What does it say? Odom sheyesh biyodo aveda, a man who has an aveda, umisvada, while he has the aveda, it makes vidui, but he doesn't do tshuva. He talks about it, he knows it as aveda, says, oi, I'm wrong. This confession is lechoyre atvila, but also it's nothing worth. Why? Because just like he told us in the mikveh, he has the sheretz in his hand, you have to let go of aveda. Without letting go, it's not even going to work. And also all the other things which I said in the previous Shorim Gates, which is also Mafsiti, Kulam Gamkon Sida Tshuva, laziness, and all the other things which I mentioned in the previous Madregas, all of these things also holding back not to the Tshuva. We don't have to repeat them in this case. Perek Shmini, the 8th Perek. Avoli Mishtave Ashavi Matzari. This is a very important Perek. Does the Baal Tshuva equalize himself with the tzaddik? Could the Baal Tshuva bring himself to one level with the tzaddik? Oymar, I should say as follows. Ki yesh min ha-shovim shishtave achar ha-tshuva tzaddik asher lo yichato. There are Baal Tshuva to become equally alike great as the tzaddik which never sinned. Umehem, and there is also other Baal Tshuva as mish yesh lo Yisrael tzaddik, which has advantage over the tzaddik. Like, the lowest Baal Tshuva becomes equal with the tzaddik, but the Baal Tshuva becomes greater than the tzaddik. Umehem, and then there is other Yisrael, Mishyesh, the Tzadik is not about Pishyesh, Afal Pishyesh, but there is other about Jewish, is lower than the Tzadik. In other words, he mentions three things. One who becomes equal with the Tzadik, one who becomes higher than the Tzadik, one who stays lower than the Tzadik.
What do you mean Tzadik?
Tzadik means the one who never sins.
That doesn't exist.
I mean to say in this category of Averis. In this category of favela. Obviously we have to grade a person, take a person at a certain level. At this level a person, there's no such person as a Rosh in everything. He's a tzaddik there's a certain chet. But in all the other categories he's a tzaddik. The other person in the other categories also is a Rosh. So he became a Baal Tshuva. Okay? let's explain the first part, which is becomes equal to tzaddik. She yochoyte v'kitzura yi v'mitzvah saseh she'im b'kos. And a person sinned because he had not fulfilled a mitzvah saseh, which has no kores. There's only two mitzvah saseh which has kores, it's Pesach and Mila. But like a chilas matzah, it's matzah, he didn't put on tefillah. Kitzitzus, a kalulah, a kesukah, a doymanzah, he didn't put tzitzus, he had lulah, kesukah. Kashi Yoshiva Mkatsu Dan Meliva Bershoyne Vishtazala Seisa. He does a tshuva with his heart inside him. He's going to do it. Well, Shanik Tzura Bad. He's not going to do it again. Yimchon Aboy, because Bach will immediately forgive him. Vishtazim a Tzadik Ashala Kitzu Dan. He'll become equal with a Tzadik which never missed doing this mitzvah. Kmoy Zanema. And this type of tshuva is to say, Shom Min Achet, Kmishu Nachota. The one who does tshuva from this chet, it's like he never sinned. In other words, somebody is b'sheva al ta'aseh, sits, ideally doesn't do mitzvahs. Failed to do a certain mitzvah, if he does tshuva, it becomes like he never failed. Over mitzvah says she shame b'kores also tshuva. Somebody with over mitzvah says which has no kores is tshuva. Ein ezov nimkoyma ad shemachlora. It's not moving immediately to forgive him. Shneim ad tshuva la v'shiva lechem. Just return to me immediately. I'm back to you. Immediately we are together. V'chinek hasheni, the bat tshuva which is even greater than a tzaddik, which yeshu lo ibo yisra nashav. And it's like the one with an advantage, the one who does tshuva over the tzaddik. Bezev, how does this thing being accomplished? She yashov choto chet koto b'mitzvah lo yisaseh. When the Baal Tshuva did a small sin, but he shouldn't have done mitzvah lo yisaseh. She'im b'kotzer, ach yashov me'en tshuva shleim v'chol t'neh. Somebody made an aveda a lo yisaseh, somebody made an aveda a lo yisaseh, but it was a lo yisaseh which she'im b'kotzer. It does tshuva. The psalm avoyna l'moso enoich ha'forach. He put the veil in front of his face. V'vakesh tomid ha'mechila olav. He continuously asked mechila. V'nichla mivoshta me'avoyed. He's always embarrassed on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nichmas b'libay ha'moyre ma'onshe v'nishber enafshoy. And the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into him and it breaks his heart. V'nichla v'shofel if nekim tomid. He becomes subservient in nechna for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person becomes greater than that tzaddik. Probably. Because his avera became sibo, became a reason lechniyosai, tizachnor, tishtadlusai, this continuous effort to make the good. Lois goyim umay will never be proud of anything myself if he does anything good. Leir bevein, if nothing going to be great in his eyes but he accomplished. Will he spoil boy never going to beautify himself with it. He shomer b'sheiris yomer amichsh is always going to be afraid he shouldn't fall again. Choyte zeh, this type of choyte. Which has Yoyser mo mikol chatos hashav with all the sins of a balavera. Kishifana liba minachnia, but if he's going to empty his heart, not to be nichra, but dovgo begins, mochayne v'havis Hashem, he's going to be always proud and arrogant, and always lofty, he should be praised. Kma shomar echad na tzadikim talmidov, like one of the tzadikim said to his talmid, ilo lo yolechem over, if you wouldn't have seen all together, he said, mifachad alechem, I would be afraid of you more than what you go to me of something which is greater than a sin. Omer al-mahu gormi over, it's going to be greater than a sin, but my geris vachayne. Gaiva. And Choyle, what is Choyle? No? Flat? No? If a shot can say, but you have a sense of Choyle, but come she will see me, I'm in thinking of Choyle Lama. And this what you said is the greater than a tzaddik. What's the pshat? Take a tzaddik who never did an Aveda at all. Fine, he's a tzaddik, but he's very close, he's almost complete, almost fulfilled, he's almost happy. Like, he and Hashem. And nothing but the Tori, proud of himself. That never sinning could be sometimes worse than the biggest sin, because it makes him to God. Take the Baal Aveda, who did an Aveda, was over a Faloy Sasa, She'en Bakores, She'en Bakores. That's what the definition of the Sasa
was. What's the Chilak between the
Kabbalists? That's going to be the third category. Aveda She'esh Bakores could never come to, doesn't come to Madrega for Tzadik. It becomes about tshuva, but it doesn't come to a Madrega for tzaddik. But the person who did an Aveda of She'en Bakores, like he ate chazer, things like that, even Kaloyes.
Something without a
Kores. What?
Without
Kores, but it's also Kaloyes. And that Aveda is always thrown off him. and it breaks him. His elbows, bushy, all the sense of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And nobody, he could never praise himself. He could never have the taste of feeling good about himself. And all of a sudden, that Baal Tshuva is greater than himself. Because this Aveda was the reason that he continues to be close with Hashem, to be Nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an honor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason that we all fail. Because Baruch Hu is good enough to us, it makes us fail here and there, to make sure that to keep us in the frame, that we shouldn't get intoxicated with our success of being tzaddikim. So this one who uses this Aveda to be continuously aware of it, that he had done, continuously doing tshuva, and besides that, we explain that the Veda was done only once, but every minute he does mitzvah, does tshuva me'ahava, especially, then it becomes a mitzvah. So the tzaddik, he didn't do an Veda, but he doesn't do every minute a mitzvah. The Baal Tshuva continuously does every minute of every minute.
Can
he do
tshuva on the
gaiva,
the tzaddik also? He, once he understands that now that in itself is a...
Gaib is a result. Gaib is a fact.
That's how he can recover, because he doesn't. He feels too good with Hashem, but you could do tshuva for that also.
But how do you do tshuva on that? Then you feel even better. That you do the tshuva on Gaib too. You know, the guy which have
the
Musanik who asked once, tell me, Luvi, how to? I'm okay. Give me. How are you grading me? I'm doing okay. You're giving me marks. So it's, you know, you're doing fantastic. There's only one thing left. You have a little guy there. It's okay, I'm going to work on it. So then it works. Tell me, am I wonderful that you see? But Hashem. The guy in another is not something which you could work on head on. It's a fact. It's not a head on Aveda. It's not a head on thing which you could do. It's a fact. Either you live with it, you know what it is, either not. It's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure now, then I don't think anyone today could be a Valgaiver. Anyone today is a Valgaiver is simple, stupid. Kotzke says, Gaiver, Shach Gaiver is only Shach a person who never does any Vedas, who does mitzvahs, who does Tehillim, a Kvaldi Goyes Gaiver. They are Shach to be a Valgaiver. But today, anyone who doesn't have a simple fool, like a little, take a little child and takes a police. I'm a police. Today a man is about Gaiva with himself. He's a little foolish guy. He's a foolish guy. It's laughter. It's not Gaiva. It's not Gaiva. It's not Ishka. Gaiva means that you really, Ayin Hashem. Ayin Hashem. You know, he owes me something. I did him something. I deserve. Feeling deserving. Who could feel today deserving? Who? I think today Gaiva is not Shaykh. It's stupidity. There's people about Gaiva, but they're stupid. Simply stupid. They're simply foolish. However, Ashlishi, Chelik Hashiv, the third part, which is lower than about a tzaddik, she has shown that if the Machir is over Avedus Gedoilus, the one who is over big Avedus, the Mitzvah Loisa, she has by Misa with the other Makoris of Shemaim, so over of Avedus, which is Yeshba Misa, which is disconnected to tie himself off on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For instance, all Kechilin Hashem, one transgress a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shvua Sheker, if it was swearing false, or don't even have it like that, it was considered for the big Averis.
Doesn't differentiate
between Shogeg
and
Mezid?
Obviously,
it's Mezid. Because on Shogeg, it's not considered to such a Chayta. It's not Chayt Mezid to begin with. Obviously, we talk about Mezid. Achim Shav Mitu Usoy, then it's. There's a guess, it's not Chil Shas, it's Chil Shabbos. Yeah? But every Aveda, the Rambam says, has an element of Chilul Hashem. Every Aveda. If you speak Lashonara quietly, or if you do a small Aveda, which is Sheim Bakoras, in every way there's a Chilul Hashem. This is not the Chilul Hashem which we are talking from Ben. There's a direct Chilul Hashem, Aveda of Chilul Hashem, and there is an effect of Chilul Hashem. The effect of Chilul Hashem is not the Aveda which we're talking Chilul Hashem. The Chilul Hashem is a direct confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After he had done this terrible chatoim, Shav Mechitehu, so he comes back from his mistakes. The Ishkin Tzad, Shuvah Tzadeh, and fulfilled all the term of Shuvah in all the conditions. Kam Chiloloi Titocheloi, it's not possible, should be totally forgiven, at Shenuse Boyle Mazeh, and it's going to be proven again in this world, Mashiach, and the Savla, in anything that you could prove, we knock over Loisa. he says the Klali is Klali. Those who made Grab Averis, Tik Averis, and ask for full forgiveness, full Baal Tshuva, the full Mechila will only be after Kodesh Baruch Hu brought him, tested him to the maximum of an Isoyan, and he stood by. He's being Menasa, he's being retested.
Is it possible that the tshuva should be done with its entire heart or not? From all the sins in life, is tshuva and a cure for everything? Oymar be tshuva sashel azois. I will answer in this question. Ka'avoinois shnei minim. There are two types of sins. Echad man, one of them is avoinu shven adam lebokamilvat, between a man and God himself. For instance, the one who denies the existence of Hashem, who shows bad thoughts, or matzpunim haron, the bad inner part of the person, bad mirrors which he is not working on, the love in shebuchadis of us is transgressing what you shouldn't do in this heart, like nekafir chutzpah, the hand of mochavis averim, or other things which he is required to do, shalayachmas achoyte behem, many other things which the person in heart, kim nafshe belvad, does it inside. And the whole sin is only because he's violating the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no other person is suffering from it. It's one type of person. The Min HaSheni, the second type of Aveira is Avoyna Shemin Odom Lach Aveira, sins which is with man to man, Vem Sish Yesh Bem Inyan There are things which is bad, which can be in the gufam, either physically hurt somebody in the minor, monetarily, or the zichron, but it talks about them. Just talk lashon hara, the mind talks about the memory. In the kavet, achoyte chamosa de nafshoy, in the person accumulates in himself, he's actually robbing people together, robbing God, because the being not fed from person to person is offending people, plus together offending the Kodesh Baruch. Those are the two types of chatoy. So, how does Tshuva work on both of them? So he says, anything which is only between him and God, it's possible if the Tshuva while he's alive, because he's already looking, he's going to wake up, but he's short handed, he's going to put in effort, he'll come back to Kodesh Baruch. That could be totally cured. When Adin Olav, and the truth should be actually appropriate, Shetia Tshuvin Ovan, they should be able to repent from the sin. I mean, Shechotuba Im Yuchav, from this type of sin which he was offending Hashem, if he can. For instance, Shemi Yachet Buchavi Savores, for instance, if he went against Hashem with a bad heart, he offended Averis, which is in the heart. For instance, Kalev Horo, a bad heart, a Machshova, a bad thought, a Tir, a Kin, a Vasin, a Daimel, a was envy, jealous, avenging. The Tshuva, many of the Leois, how is the Tshuva appropriate to Shuvit Al? Not Tova Shalem. He makes a good heart, a harvest of Tova, loves good of God, a Machil and forgives. He takes the opposite position. The Miyachet, the Eber, Meir, the Aguf, he made a sin against Hashem through actively involving one of his organs. In other words, he should extra keep Shabbos, he should extra be careful about the relationship with other people. In other words, the Tshuva is the appropriate tool, should go to the other extreme. All this possibility, the man could, while he's alive, could cure him, if he lives long, in Bir HaKavinosai, if he's clear with what he had done. In other words, he's fully aware and knows what he wants, because he's chaven, the Tshuva, he's really intending to the Tshuva, the Lashem, Avoyne, Yisrael, Boyne, he wants to really purify his nefesh. If you were smart, like Chacham Toloch, really, you were smart for yourself. If you were smart, you gained for yourself because you knew what to do with it. So it means between Adon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could straighten up everything and everything. Aber Ma Hashem Elav Hashem Livne Odom, Diviat Sinful Man to Man, Yikshal Odom Achuv, Mem Lekam Upon. That's going to harden, that's going to give hardship and Chuvah from a few angles. Mehem, one of them, Chilayimtza Oshuk. He wouldn't find a person whom he had hurt, so he can't give it back to him. Oshiyamas, Oshuk died. The one whom he offended died. Oshiyamakoyimaruch, he's living far. It could be one reason which he can't fully rectify. Mehem, the other passage, he stole money. He took away money from a guy. Now he does shiver, but he hasn't got money to give back. He knows the guy, but he hasn't got the money. Maybe the one whom you offended will not be meichel oishik. You damaged him. You spoke lashon hara. Maybe he's not going to meichel you. So it's not up to the Baal Tshuva. He, the Baal Tshuva, wants to do everything and anything to rectify, but it's not up to him. The oshuk, the one who was hurt, he has to forgive. And other reason that Tshuva is not always available. The one who stole does not know from whom he stole. Doesn't know how much he stole. He stole from public. He went to Pushkin of Shul. He stole public money, Amshe Medina, government money. But he doesn't know whom he offends. His brother, Etzloy. He doesn't whisper about how much money he took unjustifiably. So he can't actually pay back to everyone and how much to everyone. And other reason why I can't do proper tshuva, she needs my moment also the chafor of minamuta. The forbidden money has already mixed in, doubled up in the other money, which is mutter, in Kaloitzes, no matter, in the Epsit, how to look at a mutter. It's a part of his own effort, and he can't take it out. It's very hard for him to separate. Mashallah, I'm saying, because I'm more issue, but not a beater. Somebody steals a beam, and he builds it into his house. And now he wants it a tshuva. I mean, not the Boshim is successful, one of the tshuva for Zayla, he has to give back. But his beam is in the house. Now, for him to take out the beam from us, he has to ruin the house. So the beam is maybe worth $10. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, give like the $10 worth of this beam, he has to make damage of $10,000 to take apart a whole house. So what do you do? The Shama Omri Mekakea Kola Birikura Mahzim Morish Lebora. The Shama says, yes, you have to dismantle the whole binyan, the whole structure, in order to give back the beam to his Bora, because that's the mitzvah. And he can't fulfill all of it. The Seal Omri, the Seal says, Eila Eilat Me Morish Bilvad. He only has to pay back the value of the Morish. It's true that usually if you steal a car, you have to give back a car. If you steal a chair, you have to give back the chair. But if you stole a beam, the beam has been built in the structure. And if you're going to tell what the Shama says, you have to dismantle the whole structure, the guy wouldn't do tshuva. So they made, it's called Konas Hamorish. Konas Hamorish. In order to entice a person to do tshuva and make it easy on him, they said he only has to pay back the value of the beam, and he doesn't have to give back the beam himself. In order to make possible, people should be able to do tshuva. What makes it also more difficult to tshuva from the one in Odom al Chaveiroi? Which the person Mashenak ba Odom at Sheshov la Maaser Adovik Vikidovik Maaser Matirim Ashla Yekal Anicha. Already now the problem is not that it's difficult for him to find the person, but in business conduct, when we get accustomed to live a crooked life, becomes mamash a second nature. You know, many people are cheating and stealing. They have no intention of cheating and stealing. It's just human nature. It's a part of business. You just can't do it. So you can't let it go. This maaser, this bad deed becomes like an addiction. It's like any other natural addiction.
Style.
The tongues to speak sheker. In other words, it automatically speaks. They can't go straight. In the world, it becomes second nature. It's an addiction. Can a nigger convert her skin? His skin, can a nigger become white? He's a liar. A person has become a chronic liar, a chronic cheater. A chronic thief, a chronic briber. You just can't. That's the start. That goes in him. But no one have it. Can anyone who is his body, can he clean out?
They have a bechir in that area. That's
the difficulty. That's it. Says, ma'am, in Odom Chaveiroi, people behave, Loshon Hara, it becomes an addiction. So that's one of the things which is hard to do tshuva. There's no such thing like a bechira. Everything could be, but it's hard. It makes it difficult. And in order to become a bechira in this area, you have to put in more effort. Humehem. And other things which makes it hard on tshuva is shfichas damim. Somebody killed somebody. Rigas harakim. Oh, he helped kill, to accuse somebody who's clean of it. Ben begia ben balichas rechilas. Either he was directly poigea, hurting, or he was carrying rechilas, carrying messages, carrying information, and that caused the other person to get damaged.
If you have this thing where it became your nature, could you figure that's your ticket in this world, and should we constantly working on that?
Absolutely.
It's
one of the tikkunim. End of the board, the person didn't come up to this world, only to be misakar as midoysof. And where you most listen up, you most offend, because I mentioned many times the Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik says, when a person wants to know where should be his biggest emphasis, he says it even more. Every person has an assignment, a tough kid in this world. And every person has his specialties, where his tough kid is. Like in the military, one is a Chel Tot Chani, one is the cannon people, one is the tankist, and one is the navy the flyers, and the parachuters. And all of a sudden you find yourself in the military. You're a soldier, you don't know where you belong. Marines, Air Force, Navy, where you belong. You belong where it's most difficult for you to belong. There you belong. You belong where the most, where is your koyach, where is your potential, where is your power of your accomplishment in life? Your power is where you're the most handicapped. Now, for instance, if a person finds himself as a chronic liar, he's a mashakra. Chronic lies, he deceives himself. If he works on Sheker and becomes a Yishemes, a powerful person, if a person sees himself as an Atzel, as a lazy guy, he works, he attacks Atzlonis, he's the strongest person. If a person sees himself as his Balgaiva, like, not Balgaiva, arrogant. You know, I'm talking the lesser mid of Balgaiva, I'm not like a person who is being intimidated by everyone. It's like, don't touch me, you know. Man who is a captain, you know, don't look at me crooked, you know, leave me alone, you know. People preserve their rights. He gets very, very angry if somebody offends him and looks at him wrong. His godliness is, when he totally loves the way, becomes a shmata for himself. Do it anything you want. We have to, and it's why, because when you see that in when you see Iraq starts bombarding a certain spot in Saudi Arabia with the military, American military, bombarding one spot over there, I'm obviously afraid of that spot. Maybe there's military secret over there. If the Yitzhar always bombards a person in a certain meter, just because he's afraid of this meter. So he's actually, I become smart for my enemy. If I want to know where my ammunition is, look where the enemy is striking. Where the enemy strikes most, there is my koyach. He knows, I don't know.
This is his weakness also, but this has to develop.
Yeah, if you can't, why am I weak in this spot? Because this is my strength. And if the Yitzhar does everything, the Yitzhar is a strategist. It works very well. But that's a lot of good things that you should do in order to get to a certain point where he knows he's the most afraid of. See, it gives you all the other battles, he gives up all. You feel you're a winner, but he has you in your hand. Boy. So many people say, listen, what about you? I'm perfect. You see, he. So one thing, I'm geschlug, what do you want? One thing, is. The idea is a perfect person.
Well, this brings him down.
But
that's his tikkun. That's the thing that he has to work on. That's the one thing that
Sir Tzadik says, do the opposite.
Yeah.
Leave everything out and just focus on it. On your heart, the most hardest part, the most that you are the most addicted, that's what you fight. And if you win there, you won all the battle. Everything like a dumb, everything about a foreign part. It says, for instance, when a person was hurting somebody, to lotion heart, come on, shalak, mean a doik, the whole union of Ira Kahanim, they were killed, was only because of Rechilas, the program of Machaka. Other reason why he can't achieve Oid is Mishagorim Abed Momacharim of Rechilus. Somebody, because of his Rechilas, other person loses money. In Oidon Achuva, he can never do Chuva. Hachirat is Chavira. If he's going to ask forgiveness for his Chavir in the moment, in money, in Bipirus, Chnia, or ask him, Bitmat, Limchon, Rinsachetor. He's going to have to pay the guy until he's forgiving him. My nation had eat each other, and they stripped their skin off from each other. Like, it may have the other reason why we can't do tune. This is something with serious Yichudasak, you can't cure it. Somebody came on Erva and had a child. The child is a mamzer. What can you do now? The child is here, you can't kill it. And you have a mamzer right in front of you. Makes it difficult to do tshuva. Kecherper is somush. You can't take away the shame. Asher is samu v'siyev shaloi. You can't cure it. Kmo shomei kizim v'yovam plili. This is nus v'zim. Keishu adavadam toichal. This is like fire, which eats you to the end. Omer kos lo kmo shkir v'shem b'godu. They had rebelled against Hashem kibonim zorim yulodu. They gave birth to strange child.
What about no tshuva?
There is tshuva, but it's difficult. There's everything is tshuva, but it's difficult. You may have in the other difficulties than all the other. Again, Lachayla, when he went in the erva and he gave birth to child, why is it the other Lachayla? Lachayla is the other Lamokar. Again, who is the Chavayla? Against whom he sent? Against the child? Against the child. The child always. The child says, what did you do to me? You handicapped me for all my life. I'm a mom, so I can't get married. Imagine this child, what anger she has against his parents. Because you pigs, you wanted to have a good time, you brought me down to the world, and I'm lost forever. It's Rosh Hashanah. Umehem. So even he does tshuva of the Eser of Afeshish Ish. But he's a person who's continuously hurt. Continuously hurt. Umehem. And other things, Mishir Gil Shoyin al Chazif. Now what will happen if this mamzer couldn't care less, he's a mamzer, like he does the same thing with his father done.
He's a mamzer.
What's that? Not the Rav Lechavayim says like this is normal. This is nobody cares. I don't think this is something so far too distant away from us, unfortunately. It's a lot of mamzerim between us today. It's a lot of mamzerim. Because parents don't take the bother to make Jewish divorces and they get married a second time and just no care. And having children, the regular mamzerim, remember. Regular mamzerim.
When this person gets married, then his children also.
Yes, the doidus. But not all those. You can't have the moshet all the time. Sometimes there was a good Orthodox kedushin marriage the first time. There was a formal divorce which was nothing. There's not a moshet there. Only time we could use the moshet heter when the original wedding was also not an Orthodox wedding because the kosher ate him. Even that is difficult. But he didn't, if a mamzer does not lose his personal value, only loses his value as far as he can get married, he can't have children. He could get married with a geoidus. Somewhere else. Okay, it's a shiler. Either the Harms or the Ravera. But
you're dealing. A guy comes in, you give him a tefillah book, and the guy takes it in, it poisons him. It's not only books which is tefillah. How many good books which is not tefillah, but the guy who wrote them is tefillah. Sefer Torah should cost for me. So it's Misarfa. Sefer Torah. It's not one word have been deviated. If the Apocalypse wrote them, you have to burn them. Because if you read, you know, Sefer Torah should cost for me, it damages you. Imagine how many people are being damaged. Not only because the Sforim are not good. Sometimes the Sefer himself looks innocent, very good, and very nice, and very interesting. But the author took nicht. The writer took nicht. And the writer took nicht. You could sell the best stuff. Divremenes. It's affecting the person. So imagine today, newspaper distribution. People sell newspaper stands. Jewish press selling, distributing these things. You don't know how many people's minds are being poisoned with this stuff. It's unbelievable the damages you could do today.
All the textbooks in schools.
See, the textbooks has a different, has a certain header, has a certain header textbook. Because for instance, you learned English. So as long as it's used as a technical device of learning something mechanical, intentional, not so bad. But if you're learning philosophy book or things like that, it's really hurting. So you could, it's like like using tools. It's a tool. It has a little header. But also, it's definitely damaging. It's not a minor. Yosef but more the people that believe in him, Yosef of Einevikov, more will be his sin. Double up, my Shomer Rav says, I will call him Zakir Sarabim. Anyone is Mazakir Sarabim, in Chet Boal Yodai. They make sure from heaven, the Chet shouldn't come to him. Kala Mach, the Sram, what one is making failing Rabin, he must speak with the Rasa Shuba. They don't let him do Shuba. And otherwise, they don't help him to do Shuba. You have to know, to do Shuba without help is almost impossible. Possible, but almost impossible. It's like climbing a straight wall. It's like when you're running from your life, for your life. To do tshuva without ilamole, oizre lo yocholoi. Hashem shouldn't help us, you could never overcome it. Tshuva is a very, very difficult task. And even with all the help of Hashem, with the motivation of Hashem, how difficult it is to keep it up. Imagine when Emma speaking beyond the last tshuva, they don't help you, even put obstacles. It's almost impossible. It is possible, but almost impossible.
When
Emma speaking means they're not motivating him. You have to climb on your own. Like you have to go straight wall up.
A bullet tire Messiah life. He doesn't get to see you.
Doesn't get to see you. We know the Yitzhara is a Malach. Because I'll say, why can't I say the Malach? Because Ilam Ola Oiz Hashem would not help us to fight the Malach. No, Yochel, we could never fight against the Yitzhara. So obviously the fact that he could go against Yitzhara because we have Ezer Hashem. But Hashem is Machtes Rabim, he must speak him beyodah. So don't give him the help, because you have to do it on your own. The only time you could do it on your own as Elozo Ben Dovdaya, when he saw you could never come back, and he gave up his life. He says, I'm become a martyr for doing tshuva. He knows that he's doing tshuva, he's going to die. Then he could do it. It's Mesiras Nefesh.
Help from that. It's Nazina who like woke him up. She said something in it.
That wasn't help. That wasn't help. That struck him. That had struck him.
His guard wasn't up.
That struck him. No, there have many interpretations. What happened all of a sudden? But when he decided to do tshuva, it had to cost his life. There was no mistaking. Rami Ravam Chotel, the Hechtis Rami Ravam Benavot, sinned. And made others sin. Chet Ravam told him where everything is hanging on Ravam.
Didn't Hashem come to him and give an opportunity? I mean, you Rav Moshe, yeah, that you get Hashem gave an opportunity to do two
more. But you see, what opportunities he gave him? Hashem gave him, you remember my Torah, it's a very good Torah on that. Hashem only gave an opportunity in the innocent part of his affairs, the days which he was already a victim.
The first one.
Hashem only helped him on those Averis which he was victimized to do the Averis, which he couldn't help it, because Averis. So usually all of the Averis which is ready come automatically. It's not the person that intentionally did it. So Hashem helps them on those Averis to do tshuva. He brings them back to the original Averis, which is your Averis, which he did it. So Tofas to the Vigdai, because Baruch Hu caught on the beggar of the Rav, says, Chazoy Baruch do tshuva, Shad Hashem helped him to do tshuva on all the snowballing Averis which he was a victim.
But you brought him back where? You brought him back to his original chet, Biberosh, the envious of against Ephraim, against Shlomo, Biberachava, Machus Vizdov, Biberosh. So he brought him back to the reason. He says, I don't want. I didn't do the tshuva. I mean, I'm not about to run the Khan is a very big man. He had millions of chatoim, could not bring them all back to the first chet. Now, because he's going to be Barash, he don't want to do tshuva. It's mashma, he must speak with us. See, he was so obsessed with his Aveira.
So it's gone all the way back.
So now that he saw the consequences of his Aveira, and I have to come back in still not doing tshuva, all the ways which came out is not going to become used. But it usually is there. And Alvin Nachal answers this. Why should a person be punishable on Aveiras? Mainly the first Aveira he did it. But the second, third, and tenth, which is already snowballs, it's already a result. Why should he be punished? And he answers because all the Aveiras which is innocent, there's many times you have a Gewaldig Yisoridus to do Tshuva. Many times you meet a person with a tremendous effect on you, and he became about Tshuva. Not intentionally, it happened to be. He was so happy. What is all these experiences? Those are all experiences that Hashem brings you back in areas where you were innocent. You know, innocent. But in order to bring you back to those levels where you were not innocent, then you have to achieve yourself. Now, if you use this motivation, this encouragement of Hashem in those areas, and you go further, and then you continue to do tshuva even in areas which was, you know, which you did yourself, and you pull about tshuva. If you stop short, then you fall back on all the other areas, and now it's going to become yours, because now I gave a chance to come back. Why didn't you capitalize that? Why didn't you come back on it? That's the answer on this. Umasik, the mean zayin, it goes into this category, Mishaf Shalat Savas Batoif. He goes in this category, the one who is possible. That you could make other people do good things. To warn him from bad things. The ikvam is there, and because he doesn't do it, for instance, you're in a public, you see people doing the wrong thing, and you could stop him not to do the wrong thing. If you would stop him, you would have a schus of mazakis harabim. What holds you back? You hope to get money from you, like you're going money for yeshiva. You're afraid if you're going to speak up, you're not going to make money. It's unfortunately very, very common. You're afraid to be moicha, but you have to be moicha because you offend somebody, and then we're not going to get money. Or you're also might be afraid of them, or bosh to be embarrassed, of him, so to warn him. But therefore people go further, and they continue to be toyers, mistaking. It comes out. Was his fault. You held back because of you covered Kotchaman. Moshe Neema, like the Post says, Hu Rosha Bavoyne Yomus. This is the Rosha which will die with his sin, the Domo Miot Chavakish in his blood. I'm going to ask for a new hand. Now, as he said here. As a result, other people had died because of their sins. And he could have been saved if he would have been here then. Now that he died, that he was of his sins, it's domoy, miyot chavakesh. His blood, they're going to ask to him.
Because he was ashamed, or he was ashamed.
Yeah, because you could have been mezakeh.
If they would have listened.
Yeah, of course. But Hashem says that. But you don't know which one you're going to listen to, so you have to be honest. It's just like, you know, how would you feel when you come into a congregation, you come into vision, okay? I see people eating poison. You know it's poison. You know they're going to go home, they're going to die. What would you do? You know, start screaming and yelling, what are you doing? And they don't listen to you. You're going to start even fighting. You're going to grab it away. You see, people died. So when they see me having a machloket speaking Lashon Hara, what was the difference? People died. Okay, this whole shilas today that, you know, if you're going to start speaking, you're going to speak double Lashon Hara, you're going to be even worse, and they're going to listen. Okay, it's a very difficult problem.
So
what happens? You see people speaking Lashon Hara, they debate, should I go and tell them? They're not going to listen, they're going to do whatever. So you come to the conclusion, there's no point of telling. Okay? You came to the justice, to the right conclusion, because there's no point, it kind of got even worse. But you walk away crying, people die left and right. You sing a massacre, you sing a holocaust. You walk away die.
You walk away praying, Hashem, forgive them. The babies, they don't know what they're doing, they don't know what they're talking, they're hacking their head to the wall. You feel? But if you walk away no caring, that's the problem. You don't have to have a dog. Yes, you could come in the morning at 5:30, learn Chol Shavuos. Yes, terrible, terrible, terrible. First time you see, feel it like that. But then you get so used to the scene, you become a part of it. You're lucky if you don't join them speaking, peeping in. You're lucky for that. But we become totally insensitive to the whole problem. Like even those things we have to do, children. This is the hardship of today's time. Everything is
so
going
on. Away crying and spitting by the heart of the other person.
At least you mispile for them, you should do children. You mazake them to a different way. You mazake them through, down for them.
To start singing or to change the conversation just as a temporary thing.
Yeah.
It's
a good thing. It's a good thing.
To really
change the conversation.
Yeah, good thing.
You're saving in math in the first
place.
For every minute you do it, you're
100%, 100%. Moshe used to go to discos, used to go to bars. The Jewish youth used to drink and drunk. Used to put on the music. He used to sing, and he was a good dancer. And he danced, and drank, and danced with them until they dropped dead. They all dropped sleeping. He used to do it night after night, and he used to get up in the middle of the night to do tikkun chatzos and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu before he did it.
I thought it was one of the girls.
He went into the bar, and he danced them, he danced them until he put him to sleep. You know, he shouldn't sin. Because he wouldn't have been dead, there would have been terrible things. To prevent him of not doing sins, so to make a mess. Question is, so people say, so what do you think? What did he do? Say, Kabbalah Giyit, in order to prevent him to do a chet. How do you understand it to me? Moshe Sasser, the Moshe Leib, you don't even know.
The fireman is going into the fire, he's
not getting Kashmir. You have to understand, it's not two things, not Pshat. He gets up to make Tikkun Chatzos, to go to Sashchina. He sits and learns. And he put it aside in order to prevent this youth not to do Chatzos. It's the same thing, Hanach. What do you mean you're getting up to Tikkun Chatzos, crying to go to Sashchina? What is the Kodesh pain? What is doing here? Preventing pain from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Chatzos felt the Tzar Hashchina from every head. As you would say, you're getting up to go for business. You have a tremendous big business. You're going to make millions of dollars. Okay, you're excited, blah blah blah. All of a sudden, you're seeing that bandits are hitting, boxing your father, torturing you with them. You forget about $1 million. Forget about business. You stop. You start to stop it. There's no counting. Moshe Sasser that gets up in the middle of the night to make business of millions of dollars. That was his youth to start bouncing around on Kodesh Baruch Hu. He stops. He stops. Don't hurt the father. Don't hurt the father. Heine Hachshe. But we have to. The climax and the bottom line of all our activities in mitzvahs of a daily mitzvah is to be mekayem Hashem Shemayim. To bring back Kvod Shemayim to the Kriv. Shimcha Mechulal Bagoyim. The great Shimcha Hashem. Hashem is Nevech Mechulal. It's our Shechina. We have to bring it back. And wherever we could do something to bring it back, we do it. But here we see a new Chilul Hashem is being done. Every chet is a Chilul Hashem. It's a natural thing that you should react to, try to stop it. Okay, good Shabbos.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com